Well, here I am again, just back from another trip to Trader Joe's, where I was asked by the checkout clerk what kind of day I'm having. I said, well, I'm sad. It's fall, and the leaves are turning, and football's on. Not particularly interested. It's getting closer and closer to the last pitch of the World Series, which is just one of those days where I just am all melancholy, and I don't perk up again till spring training, and even then it's not quite the same till we get to the regular season. And the clerk says to me, you know, you sound like somebody on the radio. Where? I can't quite place it. Who are you? Well, I said, well, you know, I've been told that I sound like Stuart McLean, who's on CBC Radio and sometimes goes on NPR. And then I was told sometimes I sound like Garrison Keillor, but I'm not really sure, and I don't know why. I just don't quit what I'm doing now and become a radio voice, a voice on the radio. That's what a guy kept telling me. And so then the bagging clerk comes up, and she's helping me, and yeah, she agrees. I do sound like somebody on the radio. I just don't know how to get there from here. I said, you know, and as I'm paying for $60 in groceries, two bags, she said, I said, I just don't know how I can quit what I'm doing now and go be a voice on the radio. I mean, how do you get there? And they don't seem to know. They don't sell that at Trader Joe's. I wish they did. Of course, if they did, then a lot of other people would be trying that, wouldn't they? I don't know. I started thinking of a blues song as I was walking around. Been practicing law too long. Been practicing law too long, and it sure is getting me down. There are a lot of other blues songs. This is another problem I have, is that it's just, I'm just mimicking somebody else. I'm not really my original self. I sound like other people. This might be a problem. I might get sued. It's a good thing I'm a lawyer, I guess. I don't really know. Anyway, there's a good blues song called I've Been Down So Long, Up Looks Like the Soles of My Shoes. I can't give you credit because I don't know who wrote that. I'm sure that they will contact me when they hear this and send me a cease and desist letter written in the language of lawyers. You know how that sounds. It's all very straight up and down, and yet it's equivocal. There's may, so lots of may. There's lots of language that can be interpreted several different ways that you're left with not really clear grasp of what they're trying to say, except that you get the understanding, the fundamental understanding that they mean business and they don't like what you're doing. Of course, it's different when you're talking to your client. You give your client all kinds of maybes, I guess. If you really want somebody to stop, you say stop. That's what you tell the other side. So maybe that's the difference there. I don't really know. All I know is that I regularly go to Trader Joe's, and every time I get to the check stand, it's a little floor show where I talk to people, and we talk about whether we care about Seafair or the Seahawks or any of the other bourgeois opiates that keep everyone under control and leads them to going back to their jobs Monday because they feel like they've had a good time and now it's time to get back to work, I guess, is the thing. I don't really know. Now, one time, I remember one time I left the check stand. It was kind of hard to get out because there was this family there and they had a little girl, and she had these slippers on that were all red, and I said something about, well, if I can get past these ruby slippers, and then I just slipped right into that thing that you do there when you're on the roll, right, when you're on the radio. Just give me those ruby slippers, and everyone laughed, you know. Of course, there's a problem with just becoming a radio person. You've got to be kind of tuned into the pop culture, what's going on. And maybe you have to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians or Survivor or some of those other things, you know, I've heard concerts where Jimmy Buffett has given where he a little bit of song starts and he says, wow, that sounds like the theme song to Lost. I don't even know what Lost is. I can't keep up with the Kardashians. I'm practicing law, which requires all of my attention. And ultimately, if you get yourself too far into the divorce practice, will crush your soul. Yeah, I remember being in a seminar when I was a young lawyer. The seminar was called Stress and De-Stress in the Family Law Practice. And one of the presenters was Mark Mays, who has a PhD in psychology. Mark died recently. Sorry to hear him go. About the same time as one of his family members came to see me about problems. So Mark was presenting, and he asked if there's any questions, and I stood up and said, Mark, can you tell us, Mark was a classmate at my law school, and so he knew me, and I said, Mark, can you tell us what happens to someone when they deal with nothing but failure over an extended period of time? And there's this stunned silence, as if you've asked the wrong question. How could you... You know, say those things. You know, the emperor has clothes. No, he doesn't. The kind of moment, which was followed by a burst of laughter, and attention by law professors after the seminar. What, has nobody asked this question before? I have a hard time believing that. I don't really know. So, over the years, I have attempted to release this creative energy I have in an article called Lawyer's Road Review, which appears every month in our local bar news. It never got much play beyond Snohomish County, but then that's the way it is with local talent, I guess, if I can call myself that. These days, I'm finding it's just not enough. It's just not enough to do a blog and hope somebody reads it and look and see how many people have looked at my blog and realize that it's not that popular. The only day I got more than 50 people was the day that it was sort of supercharged by my former partner and friend Lisa McKelly. She's very popular, she's very charismatic, and everybody follows her on Facebook. So when she follows me on Facebook, I sort of ride along. And that was the best day ever. 63 views of what I had to say. Couldn't tell you what it was. So I guess now's the time. I'm 57 years old, and I better do it now or never. I better get my voice out there on the radio, on the podcast. It's a great device. There are no gatekeepers. One can just sort of, if you can figure out the technology of it, I've been struggling with that for a few months, but if you're hearing this, it means that I somehow have overcome that hurdle, and I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to do what must be done, and that is let loose on the airwaves this voice that the people at Trader Joe's find so entertaining every week. And I lead them to a question. Aren't you a voice on the radio? Today, as I left, the young man that was helping me said something to the effect that he wasn't quite sure if I wasn't really Stuart McLean or Garrison Keillor, and was just hiding that fact from him and just sort of pulling his leg, being another one of the bourgeois masses that shop at Trader Joe's. Well, I'm not. I'm just Pete Patterson. And my hometown is Everett, Washington. Hope you hear from me again, or you'll know the worst has happened.